Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Big mark, knocked down by Stevenson. Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Second round of the finals have concluded in the West Australian Football League, and us here at the Monday Waffle Podcast are here to tell you all about it. My name is Luke Shipway. Alongside me is Jared Gunner and Poppy Penny. Guys, how are we?
Yeah, not too bad, Luke. A few surprises this week in terms of the margins and who won, but in the end, still a good round of football.
Yeah, it was really good fun. We went down to the Peel Subi game and caught up with Luke Ryan, so we've got that a bit later for you in the show. And we'll obviously chat about the fallout from the Bulldogs' victory and the Swans heading out of the finals.
And there'll be a few retirements probably being announced.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
Looking at the first semi-final over the weekend, South Fremantle versus Swan District. South Fremantle came out on top very comfortably, 2016, 136 to 88, 56, in what was a pretty dominant performance by the Bulldogs all day.
The Swans started off strong. They were leading at quarter time, but then the powerhouse that is the South Fremantle forward line took over, led by players like Tim Kelly, Blaine Johnson. Just ridiculous numbers again for these guys. They're pushing their case.
Yeah, and unfortunately for a couple of the Swans guys, that'll bring their careers to an end. Talon Ames has ended a 263-game career, which is pretty impressive, and possibly Ryan Crowley. And as we know, Coach Greg Harding, he will finish his career on yesterday, on Sunday.
Looking at some more of the top performers for South Fremantle, Hayden Schloy, 32 touches and 2 goals for himself. Just crazy. Shane Hockey, 34. What else we got here? Brock Higgins, the ruckman, 45 hit-outs. That's still impressive. So Ryan Cook, 26 touches and a goal. Nearly, there's almost a goal next to every one of these players' names.
Blaine Johnson led the Bulldogs in goal kicking with 4 goals, 1 on the day. You mentioned before Tim Kelly, possibly Sandover medalist this year. We'll have to find out in a few weeks. 23 touches and 3 goals in another impressive performance for himself.
And for the Swans, David Ellard, he fought pretty hard. He had 34 touches. Good effort in a fairly big loss for the Swans, actually. But, South were dominant all day.
And Ryan Crowley had 29, and if that is his last game, 29 and 3 goals, it's not a bad performance to go out on.
Yeah, a good way to finish.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti, I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Obviously, the second semi-final was Subi versus Peel. And Jared, you and I headed down there, and Subi went down 10-8-68 to Peel's 14-8-92. And to be honest, Peel were on top all day.
If they play anywhere like they've played now in the last couple of weeks, they're the favourites now to win this,
yep,
I'd say.
Absolutely.
Despite Subiaco having their 19-game winning streak, that's what they're sitting at. They're not going to get to 20. It's just they were on a different level.
Yeah, and I think obviously that's got a lot to do with those AFL boys coming in. I mean, Matt Tabanar took 16 marks and kicked 4 goals. And then Luke Ryan in the back line, he took 16 marks as well. It's just so dominant. Sean Darcy, he kicked a couple. Tom Sheridan, Cam Sutcliffe, most of the top performers are these AFL guys. So that must make a huge difference.
I saw a post online that someone noticed that the communication between the Dockers/Peel players, versus that of the Subiaco players was just on a different level as well. They just had to point and they knew what they were doing. So it's just, of course, it's pro versus what you could say amateur sort of level sort of thing. It's just on another level. It's a bit unfair. In my opinion, still a bit unfair, but well done to Peel still.
Do you think they'll make changes next year for the amount of AFL players allowed in these teams?
I think they should. And more, if you say Peel local products got dropped for players like Luke Ryan to come in as well. And apparently the player that got dropped, I can't remember off the top of my head, is a star anyway. Yeah. It is
unfortunate for those other players that are on these lists that aren't getting these opportunities because, you know, 15 AFL listed players come in. But I think there'll probably be some tweaks again in the off season.
I think it also might depend on who wins the grand final. If it is Peel that are able to win their second straight grand final, then the conversation is already going to be had, but it's probably going to be more likely that there will be changes. If Subiaco are able to come out on top or South Fremantle, whoever wins next week, then it might be a little bit of a different conversation. Just looking at Subiaco, although they lost, they did have some reasonably good performers on the day. Lee Kitchen had 30 disposals. Lachlan Delahunty battled hard all day in the ruck. He had 23 disposals. So a few other guys had high possessions on the day. Kyle Horsley, 21. Adam Cockey, 22. But like you guys said, I wasn't at the game. I watched a bit on TV, and Peel were just that other level above.
It was really noticeable. Matt Tavenar was everywhere.
He was. You see him in the forward line, and then a minute later, he was taking a mark in defense. So he was running like a man possessed.
Yeah, he was fantastic. And Lee Kitchen, to add to those 30 disposals, also kicked a couple of goals. So I think he was probably, well, without doubt, best on ground for Subi. And they got sort of beaten up everywhere. Like the ruck, they were just pummeled. John Griffin had 40 hitouts. And you could just tell the difference.
Talking about getting beat up, Liam Baker had to leave the game early with a concussion as a result of a Zach Dawson bump.
Yeah, he was stretched off in the third quarter.
Having seen the replay on TV, watching the game at the time, I think Dawson will miss the grand final. It wasn't that it was super reckless. He was going to shepherd Baker, who was looking to tackle his appeal teammate of Dawson's. But he just got him so high and knocked him out. When you knock a player out, it's hard not to get a week.
I think the way it's structured, I think it's a 2-1 with the plea. But seeing as they're straight into the grand final, that one is the grand final. So I think Zach Dawson will probably finish his career at this point.
Mm. Yeah, it is unfortunate, but you can't have players getting stretched off. It's not a good look.
No. Since Subiaco have a couple other... Subiaco have themselves some issues with the tribunal, with Jordan Lockyer and Clancy Wheeler both going to be under the microscope this week.
What do you
see
think,
if I haven't seen the Lockyer and the Wheeler's incidents, but I think Wheeler hit Ibbotson and then Lockyer was another hit behind the play. I'm not sure who he got, but they will be wanting both those guys available this week when they play South Fremantle if they're wanting to get into the grand final.
Busy week for the tribunal.
And Poppy, you caught up with Luke Ryan just after he came off the ground at the end of the game.
So a really good win. How do you think the team looked?
We went all right. We had our patches where they were coming, but something to look at during the week and get that right for the grand final in 2 weeks' time.
Does it make a difference having the Dockers boys like you guys in?
It does help, but it's not just us. It's the other Waffle boys that are really doing the hard work. They're extraordinary. They're up to this level and they're dominating. So it's not just us. It's credit to the Waffle boys and,
So you guys have the week off now. What does this look like in terms of prep and training?
We have the week off. We'll recover well and watch some vision. And then Saturday we'll have a big session and recover well again and be fresh and ready to go for the 2 weeks' time.
So will you celebrate the win tonight or are you straight focusing on next week?
Straight focus on next week.
Looking ahead to the third round of the finals in the West Australian Football League. It's just the one match. Subiaco versus South Fremantle at Leaderville Oval. Time yet to be determined. We have a look on the website and could not see it, but most likely to be 2:30, 2:40-ish, just like these last weekend's games.
Yeah, mid-afternoon, I'd say.
On Sunday. And good way to spend your Sunday.
Well, what do you think, guys? With the way Subi's played this last game, they just didn't look like the Subi of old, unless that was Peel just taking the game away from them, and then this South Fremantle outfit that's now absolutely sent the Swan Districts packing almost embarrassingly. Who do you think is going to win?
I back Subiaco to bounce back. I read in the paper this morning that their coach, Jared Schofield, gave him a red-hot spray after the game. He said there wasn't many players that actually performed at the level they needed to win that game. He mentioned Delahunty and Kitchen as being the only players that actually did a four-quarter effort, four-quarter performance. So I think he's going to send a rocket right up that group, and I think Subiaco will be able to bounce back against South Freo.
I think it's going to depend a little bit also on what the tribunal do with these reports. I think that might play a fairly big part because Wheeler's a key part of that team. So, I mean, I'm going to back Subi in because they're hard to back against on form, but if they pull out what they pulled out this week and if South Freo come and play like they did, then I don't know. I think it could very easily go either way. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great game.
I think different to you. I think South Fremantle would have just ridden a wave now with this. So I think Subi might have I'm not in the rooms, but I think after riding a wave of, oh, we're constantly winning, we're untouchable, and they've just been brought back to earth with this loss, right when they don't want to lose games, I think South Fremantle will take advantage, and they do have an incredible forward line when they're going.
Mm.
So I'm going to give South Fremantle the win here, and we'll see a Peel South Freo Grand Final.
That's an interesting point, though, Jad. It could be the wake-up call they need. It could go either way. It could demoralize them and lower their confidence, and they might struggle against South Fremantle, or it could be the wake-up call they need to get their butts into gear and perform better on the weekend. And interesting point as well, Poppy, with Wheeler and Lockyer, both tall players. South Fremantle, tall forward line, strong forward line. Lockyer has been a key defender all year. They're going to need him. They can't be losing those guys in such an important game in the prelim final if they want to make the grandie against Peel.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
We've come to the time where we've got Waffle Mark of the Year and Goal of the Year nominees have come out. And while Poppy and Luke, it's funny to say, for Mark of the Year, a little old person known as Liam Ryan has 4 of the 5 nominations.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised he doesn't have all 5, but Ben Saunders got a nod as well.
Hey, that was a good mark by Ben Saunders.
Yeah. I think Liam Ryan's the one he took versus East Perth. I think that should be the one that gets him over the line, but realistically, it could be any of the 4. He's an absolute freak.
He's a favourite here at the Monday Waffle, old Liam Ryan, and I think you guys would agree, and everyone would agree, it would be great to see if he can make the jump up to the next level and get drafted.
Yep.
Get on an AFL list.
We'll take him at Fremantle. Thanks very much.
Yeah. I think the Eagles would probably take him as well. But you know what would be funny? If Ben Saunders actually wins the Mark of the Year.
How filthy would you be if you're Liam Ryan? How filthy. And much more could you do? I have every other nomination, but I still can't win it.
80% of them are him. Imagine if Ben Saunders actually won it.
Oh, well, let's move on to Goal of the Year.
And there's some crackers in there.
There's some of them shouldn't have been scored. Some of them are incredible long bombs outside 50. So we'll go through the 5, Pop. You've got them written down there.
So you've got Jonathan Marsh, from East Freo, and he kicked that in round 1 versus Claremont. So it's a pretty good way to kick off the season. Gordon Narrier from Perth in round 4 versus East Freo. Cody Manning with a cracker from West Perth in round 6 versus the Swans. Tim Kelly, who continues his terrific season with a Goal of the Year nomination in round 8 versus Perth. And Leroy Jetta, he kicked an absolute cracker, obviously, from Peel in round 10, and they were playing Perth. Perth is getting a lot of these kicked against them.
They had a lot kicked against them, full stop. So
yes, that is true.
Just playing the odds there, I think these players were. So I think... See, Tim Kelly, I think's sewn up. I think he might have sewn up the Sandover medal, so I won't give him Goal of the Year because he can't win everything.
Thought Narrier's was very special.
Narrier was nice, right along the goal line. Nice dribble kick.
A good young talent. There
from
Perth.
Those ones are my favourites. Like from the impossible angle, they're very special. Those goals.
Leroy Jetta was key. Was on his back in the goal square and then kicked it over everyone. Nice, but. Not really. I think that's a bit of a luck goal, a skillful goal. So I'm going to give mine to Cody Manning from West Perth in round 6.
All right. I'm disagreeing and I'm going with Narrier.
I just hope Jonathan Marsh wins it so East Fremantle wins something this year.
Oh.
So.
Well, okay.
Well,
fair call.
Narrier's from Perth, but they did win the wooden spoon. So yeah. I suppose they can't have it all.
Exactly. You're right. Well, that's all we got. Round 2 of the finals concluded. Round 3 coming up this weekend. Subiaco versus South Fremantle. That's all we got today at the Monday Waffle Podcast. My name is Luke Chipway.
I'm Jared Gardner.
I'm Poppy Penny. And thank you for listening to the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.